Need the perfect commercial created for local or national radio? Then look no further than FantasticVoiceovers.com. That's FantasticVoiceovers.com.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Get this. The TSA is announcing what I first saw them talk about being their dream back in 2002. They're announcing, outside of law, like everything else now that happens, comes from the executive branch, the bureaucracy of the courts. Forget legislation, forget laws. They're announcing, we're going to play this news clip coming up, that if your state doesn't have the federally approved national ID card, and many states have not adopted it, that you will not be allowed to fly. And the feds are also saying states have to comply with every federal edict, or they'll kick them out of the federal ID program, where it still is a Texas driver's license or a California driver's license or a New York driver's license or a Florida driver's license or a Colorado driver's license, but it's really federal. And so this is how, using the cashless society, they can kill the right to travel, the right to buy and sell. I think I read about that when I was really young in Sunday school, when they would get into Revelations. But whether Revelations is real or not, is it a good idea to give governments the power that science fiction writers, if you believe that from that perspective, 2,000 years ago, envisioned as the ultimate nightmare scenario that the devil incarnate would want? I mean, regardless, the devil character thousands of years ago wanted you to have a mark to buy and sell. And now it's here. Might want to investigate it, might want to be against it, whether you're a Christian, a Muslim, an atheist, an agnostic, an animist, a tooth fairy worshiper, a Santa Claus lover, whatever the case is. But that dovetails nicely with the illegals in the Supreme Court ruling 3 days ago that they don't have to have a license or proof to vote. And states all over the country are issuing illegals driver's licenses. I mean, all I'm saying is I can't go to Mexico. I can't go to Nigeria and just show up and get free health care, get a driver's license, and vote. I mean, they'd laugh at you. If I walked into a Nigerian or in the Philippines, or I walked into Mexico, or I walked into the Czech Republic or wherever, and said, "Hi, I'm here to vote." They said, "Okay, who are you?" "Well, Igor Stryker." They're like, "Okay, let us see an ID. You don't look like Igor Stryker. You don't sound like Igor Stryker. You sound like a Yank." But see, using their common sense would be called discrimination. No. They would say, "Here, you're allowed to vote." No, of course they wouldn't. "My name is Juan Gonzalez, and I'm here to vote." "Really? We need to see proof of ID. That's what you show in Mexico." Not here. Because this country is a joke. And the reason this country's a joke is we're the television nation. We consume the most media except for South Koreans. And we're basically vegetables. And we've got a new powerful Mark Dice video. It's up on Infowars.com. It's also on DrudgeReport.com. DrudgeReport.com and PrisonPlanet.com has it as well. Where he went out, he shows everybody they interviewed, the good, the bad, and the ugly. Two people say they like the red, white, and blue, and what is it, eight others don't know why we have the 4th of July. Two people know why. One foreigner, I guess one American. No one else knows. And, of course, the one American just quasi knows that it has to do with the founding of the country in 1776. They get the year wrong. And, of course, a few days ago, he was out there, and most Americans want to ban the American flag. I mean, ban it, not just get rid of it. They want it banned. So the video is up on Infowars.com. Americans have no idea why they are celebrating the 4th of July. This is why we're in so much trouble. Because we have a scientifically rewired, brain-damaged population, that is completely servile and, quite frankly, not even conscious, not even human.
Many are in disbelief today after word of shocking allegations against a Minnesota-based talk syndication company known as GCN. It's claimed that they're the fourth largest talk syndication company in the U.S., making it even more scandalous that they've been accused of helping business owners expose themselves on a massive scale. Let's go live to Tom for more on this story.
It's being called the greatest exposure of our lifetime, while other business owners are beginning to step forward claiming they, too, exposed themselves. With the help of GCN.
It's true. They're all guilty. Every last one of them. GCN helped me get the exposure my company needed, and just think, that was years ago. Today, GCN has like 700 affiliate stations and over 6 million downloads from iTunes and their website every month.
Imagine the exposure your company can get.
Expose your business to the masses. Email advertise at GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. GCN.
InfoWarsLife.com. Check it out today. I have set out to bring you the most hardcore, cutting-edge supplements and nutraceuticals bar none, and that's what you'll find at InfoWarsLife.com. We have rejected literally hundreds of products from the InfoWars Life line because they are not of the very highest quality, or because they're not 100% organic, or because they don't pass all of the strictest toxicology tests there are that we have listed at InfoWarsLife.com. Whether it's Survival Shield Nascent Iodine, or DNA Force, Super Male Vitality, Super Female Vitality, Lung Cleanse, Fluoride Shield, Oxy Powder. I believe that all of these products will blow you away like they've done the thousands of other customers that have visited InfoWarsLife.com and believed in us and tried the products. Folks, check out InfoWarsLife.com today and the entire line of groundbreaking, cutting-edge, hardcore products.
More and more people are discovering the incredible benefits of alkalizing the body, and there's no better product for it than AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds, just a few drops in water will rid your body of harmful waste and give you more vibrance and vigor than you've had in years. Now buy two bottles and get $10 off your order. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Get updates on your favorite GCN shows and hosts. Go to GCNlive.com and click on the banner in the upper left corner. Just for signing up, you're automatically entered for monthly giveaways. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN.
Six. Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God.
We come to you live.
It's Alex Jones.
It is Thursday, the second day of July, 2015. We'll be live tomorrow on the Friday edition, and we'll be live this Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. 1776 marked, in a big way, the demarcation line between the age of kings, the age of oligarchies, the age of conquest, and the beginning of the age of enlightenment. That's at least how it was built. And to a great extent, that enlightenment was attained. Freedoms were expanded. Human creativity was turned loose. The dynamic human spirit was unchained to an extent never before seen. But only a fraction of the dream was realized. But that fraction of freedom created so much wealth, so much technology, that we are now drowned. We are now drowned to a certain extent in that prosperity, and have become decadent, disconnected, demonic slobs. I'm going to break down right now, actually, what 1776 and what our republic and what the American flag stands for. We're going to put Old Glory, the Stars and Stripes, up behind me if you're a TV viewer. Infowars.com/show to find the free feeds if you want to watch on your phone or home computer or whatever. It's important to add that because I'm always talking about put this on screen, put that on screen, and we still get emails every day saying, why are this a radio show and I'm listening to you in, say, Kansas City or Chicago or wherever, and you're talking about look at this, look at that. We should probably announce every segment we are radio/TV in every sense of the word. I was probably the first major talk show host to start a webcam about 18 years ago, and others followed suit. But for at least a decade, we've been a full TV production, and we've expanded on the quality of that over the years, and here we are today. And they say necessity is the mother of invention. It is. I got tired of saying I went to the Grand Canyon and showed the UN signs, and then I would read the UN treaty saying it meant that the UN owned that land and all the land around it for up to 100 miles in all directions, and that the park rangers threatened to arrest me for videotaping the UN sign, and radio listeners would have trouble believing it back then. And so I said, that's it. I've got to start making films. And that grew into what we have here today. Because back then, folks were in denial. They thought Ron Paul was lying, that the Federal Reserve was private. They thought that there was no plan for a world government. They thought that NAFTA and GATT really was just a trade deal. At least some Americans believed it. Now everybody pretty much knows we're going under global corporate government. And that's a good thing. The bad thing is the general public has been so dumbed down and so distracted and have had their values set on things that don't matter that they don't even understand why that's a bad thing. Coming up, heartbreaking scene unfolds as Greek banks and pensioners clamor for cash, their money. That ties into the leader of Greece, who got into power claiming he'd fight austerity and the EU takeover, saying that, well, now he's not going to listen to the referendum, even if the people vote to not go along with the continued accelerated taxes and regulations that are designed to bankrupt them, that even if they vote against it, the government's now going to not go with the vote and is going to follow the EU edict. And already it was in the news yesterday and today that in Greece, multinational banks that own the EU, Federal Reserve, that have taken over the country through fraud, are withholding PayPal and other credit card payments through the fulfillment merchant accounts to major Greek resorts and hotels, killing tourism, which is an act of economic piracy outside of law, an act of terrorism. Similar things were done at first against Iceland 5 years ago when they refused to pay the debts that it turned out 90%+ of which were not their debts. And so the Greek military says they're prepared to put down the public. They're going to ignore their vote, and they are going to put in a VAT tax over all the other taxes designed to fully bankrupt what they have left and consolidate the nation. But the globalists aren't waiting. They are going ahead with grabbing your money that you've paid for your Greek vacation and stealing it. This is the cashless society. This is why they want us doing everything online. This is where the world's going when they have full control. In fact, I will get into why America had been different, why it was so special at the bottom of the hour, and play the latest video that's on DrudgeReport.com and Infowars.com. that went up last night. In fact, I'm going to have it reposted to the top of Infowars.com. Citizens don't know what country we seceded from on July 4th, 1776. In fact, the people they talked to in California thought that it was secession from the South. When the Civil War was the opposite of that from the perspective of the North. I mean, they're doubly ignorant, doubly wrong, violently ignorant, violently stupid. And by violently, this type of ignorance is what emboldens our enemies. This is the ocean in which these megalodons of oppression swim. We have a plague of corruption that is upon us. We're like a body that has no immune system. And we're not living in a bubble. We're living in a world full of political diseases. And all over the U.S. there are flag burnings of the Stars and Stripes going on as calls to ban the American flag spread. With the leftists all over the country burning American flags. They're coming out of the woodwork. They don't know who they are. They don't know what planet they're from. They can hardly talk, but they can say, racist, racist, racist. I told you 2 weeks ago, burn the rebel battle flag. Burn the American flag next. And make no mistake, the globalists hate the rebel flag because it symbolizes rebellion against central power. It was never about slavery. And any racist can adopt any symbol they want. If somebody wears a cross around their neck and goes and kills people, do we ban it? If somebody wears a star around their neck, do we ban the image of a star? It's total totalitarianism, TT. When someone else does something and then you get blamed for it as a collective group. But speaking of the cashless society that's almost in place, and then the globalists can control everything you do, track everything you do, raise taxes, nowhere to escape, in their own words, they admit they're setting us up. They will feed everything into the collapsing global derivatives by design. On the other side, a global cashless society. We're now being fed through the meat grinder, through the wood chipper. We're now entering the New World Order. Feet first into a wood chipper. If you like feeling your feet chopped off, wait till it gets up to your chest. Wait till it gets up to your neck. Wait till your family's fed through it. And then all around you, if you talk about freedom and transparency and the Constitution and restoring checks and balances, you'll be screamed at that you're a racist by dim-witted, dull-eyed dullards who, for all intents and purposes, aren't even human or conscious. They have had their humanity sucked out of them. They are wickedly stupid and wear it like a magisterial crown, scepter, signet on a gold throne. The ignorant giggle and snicker and laugh every time they don't know it, Mark Dice. They revel in it. They revel in their time. Living off all the hard work of the past, living off the honor of great men and women, spitting on it decadently, squatting on it as the seized, captured government beats the war drums with all the memos and files and movies and TV shows and propaganda newscasts, demonizing the founders, demonizing property, demonizing self-defense, demonizing strong men, demonizing families, demonizing classical women. Demonizing health choice, demonizing sovereignty, demonizing borders, demonizing wealth, except in their hands, as the great storm of ignorance, the great hordes, the howl of the mob, and born on its back is royalty and Rothschilds and Rockefellers and George Soros and Al Gore and Hillary Clinton and all these scum, tax exempt, above the law, with diplomatic immunity, on red carpets, lavish jets and palaces, laughing at us as society hurtles towards total collapse and national ID cards internally to travel. We have that mainstream news coming up. For all you slobs that laughed all these years, get ready for Great Depression FEMA camps.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a four-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2 per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your four-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
InfoWarsLife.com. Check it out today. I have set out to bring you the most hardcore, cutting-edge supplements and nutraceuticals, bar none. And that's what you'll find at InfoWarsLife.com. We have rejected literally hundreds of products from the InfoWars Life line because they are not of the very highest quality, or because they're not 100% organic, or because they don't pass all of the strictest toxicology tests there are that we have listed at InfoWarsLife.com. Whether it's Survival Shield Nascent Iodine or DNA Force, Super Male Vitality, Super Female Vitality, Lung Cleanse, Fluoride Shield, Oxy Powder. I believe that all of these products will blow you away like they've done the thousands of other customers that have visited InfoWarsLife.com and believed in us and tried the products. Folks, check out InfoWarsLife.com today and the entire line of groundbreaking, cutting-edge, hardcore products.
Honey, it's time for dinner. What are you doing over there on your computer?
I'm shopping for a new wallet. Mine is falling apart. Hey, did you know there's a company called ID Stronghold that makes shielded wallets to prevent electronic pickpocketing?
Oh, I didn't realize there was such a thing as electronic pickpocketing. What is that?
Well, apparently, many of the new credit and debit cards being issued have radio chips inside them called RFID that transmit our banking information to card readers when we pay. Unfortunately, a bad guy can also get one of these readers and go around the city scanning people, collecting their credit card numbers and personal information without us knowing it.
Wow, that sounds scary. Since you're getting a new wallet anyway, you should definitely get an ID Stronghold shielded wallet. Are they more expensive?
No. In fact, I can get a shielded leather wallet from IDStronghold.com for the same price or less than regular unshielded wallets from other stores.
Sounds great. My wallet isn't falling apart yet, but let me pick one out too. I want to be protected, and these wallets at IDStronghold.com look fantastic.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
KatieArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, Katie offers soft armor and rifle threat-rated armor up to level 4. Go to KatieArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free tactical scarf for a limited time with any body armor package. That's KatieArmor.com. Come and take it.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
Now the University of Wisconsin's come out and said that complimenting anyone of color is racism. See, everything is racism when the high priest directed so that everyone is guilty and can be politically disappeared demonized at any time. Brown paper bags are racist. Criticizing Obamacare is racist. Not turning your guns in is racist. Being nice to people is racist. This is what we understand now. This is our culture, is being mentally ill and obsessing over things that don't exist while the globalists consolidate total control over society. The video report detailing the new racism, being nice to people of color. See, there's no way to prove you're not evil. You are inherently bad because of your color. You are white. The opposite of what Martin Luther King said. But it doesn't matter because we now have an ignorant public that doesn't know any better. And we have this newscast piece dealing with the announcement of the TSA. Kind of like Obama announces more power plants to be shut down outside of law, or Obama announces he's going to stop deportations of felons, even. Obama just announces what he's going to do with ISIS. Well, now the agencies are the same. TSA to demand real ID licenses, that means federally approved state IDs. And you'll not be allowed to travel, and they will say it's not for federal official use. Now, I've witnessed this many, many times, and it even came out in the news last year confirming it, that illegals can fly without any ID if they're from Mexico. It's selectively enforced, and the illegals line up. I'll hear them talking. They'll have no ID. Nothing. They'll show them a letter from the Mexican consulate, something like that. Boom, right through. Citizens, I don't care what color you are, you're trained to be a slave. It's about breaking your will, training you to be a prisoner in this new economy. And I'm not just saying that rhetorically. That's really what's happening. So let's go to this piece, because Ron Paul's warned of this, and by the way, he's coming up today in the second hour, so is Jesse Ventura, and more. And so remember this 4th of July, land of the free, home of the brave? Are you kidding? By every benchmark, by every yardstick, by every historical comparison, the apparatus of total oppression is in place. And the finishing touches are being fast-tracked in. And you notice, every major agency, every major corporate group, not just here but all the world, they're announcing forced inoculations from Australia to the United States to England to the UK. They are just announcing open borders. They are just announcing increased taxes. They are announcing that banks will grab money out of your account whenever they want and keep it themselves. Why not? They already got away with everything. Why not if you had a Greek vacation booked for months? One of the best places to go in the world. Ultra beautiful. Cool people. Great food. Amazing culture. Super successful 20 years ago. But under globalism, under the euro, being sucked dry. Ireland was the big success story. Now suddenly they're not. They just entered the EU. Within 3 years, they're getting screwed. It's an admitted plan. But illiteracy about globalism is what's causing this. So here it is, the TSA. This is a global ID card, not just a national ID card. You either have a national ID card or you don't travel. Here it is.
Which is important to know before you get here, as it can be a bit of a hassle.
I've been here twice, and I got to be sent home one more time because my passport's expired and I don't have the stamp on my marriage license. So I got to go through, I said, my still box and find that.
But Darlene says the wait has actually been short, and this will all simplify things for her later on. She's right about that, and that's the case for anyone who uses their license instead of, say, a passport for ID.
It's a choice. You don't have to get a real ID card, but if you want to get on an airplane after 2016 or sometime in there, you're going to have a real ID card.
Or a passport. So what is a real ID card? Well, it looks a lot like your driver's license, but that star and the gold circle around it show that the DMV has checked out your
background. All right, let's stop right there.
These cards have...
At this current point, Texas did comply but doesn't comply because the feds can always add more and then refuse the state. Like you heard, if they didn't make the speed limit to 55, they would hold highway funds. Same deal. This is how they federalize you, an internal passport. Another absolute hallmark jewel in the crown that you are in a hardcore fascist or totalitarian state. I mean, they're going down the list. Every one of them's checked. The black uniforms, the cameras, the NSA, the FEMA camps, the Army admitting they're training to round up Tea Partiers, and that'll start a civil war. All run by Soros as they sit back offshore and laugh, roasting hot dogs as this country burns.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
InfoWarsLife.com. Check it out today. I have set out to bring you the most hardcore, cutting-edge supplements and nutraceuticals bar none, and that's what you'll find at InfoWarsLife.com. We have rejected literally hundreds of products from the InfoWars Life line because they are not of the very highest quality, or because they're not 100% organic, or because they don't pass all of the strictest toxicology tests there are that we have listed at InfoWarsLife.com. Whether it's Survival Shield Nascent Iodine or DNA Force, Super Male Vitality, Super Female Vitality, Lung Cleanse, Fluoride Shield, Oxy Powder. I believe that all of these products will blow you away like they've done the thousands of other customers that have visited InfoWarsLife.com and believed in us and tried the products. Folks, check out InfoWarsLife.com today and the entire line of groundbreaking, cutting-edge, hardcore products.
More and more people are discovering the incredible benefits of alkalizing the body, and there's no better product for it than AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds, just a few drops in water will rid your body of harmful waste and give you more vibrance and vigor than you've had in years. Now buy two bottles and get $10 off your order. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Now, a twice-as-nice twin kit special offer from Complete H2O Minerals for all GCN listeners. Get a Complete H2O Minerals twin kit with 33 different minerals, vitamins, and amino acids all in a liquid form. Enough for two people for 1 month. Regular price, $89.95. But now, Complete H2O Minerals is offering the twin kit for $69.95. And all GCN listeners receive a bonus 16-ounce bottle of ionic silver absolutely free with free shipping. A $120 total value. Hurry, limited time offer. Call 803-794-4767 or click CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
British are coming, the British are coming.
Now the ride of Paul Revere sets the nation on its ear. And the shot at Lexington heard round the world. When the British fired in the early dawn, the War of Independence had begun. The die was cast, the rebel flag unfurled. And on to Concord marched the foe to seize the arsenal there, you know. Waking folks, searching all around, till our militia stops them in their tracks. At the old North Bridge, we turn them back and chase those redcoats back to Boston town. And a shot around the world was the start of the revolution. The Minutemen were ready on the move. Take your powder, take your gun, report to General Washington. Hurry, men, there's not an hour to lose.
That they had planned, if the British was ever to come over here, that they'd put a light up in this high church steeple. And Paul went down there to look. And sure enough, there was the light, burning brighter than day. Well, Paul, he jumped on his old horse and he lit out. He didn't know where he was going, but he knew he had to go somewhere. Oh, I wish you could have seen it. That old horse with his ears laid back and his nostrils wide open, sucking in wind like a jet engine, feet pounding on them cobblestones, striking off sparks. Paul holding on for dear life and hollering at the top of his lungs. He says, the British is coming, the British is coming. Get you a gun, we're going to have us a revolution. And them farmers come a-piling out of the hay like bees out of a beehive. Minutemen, they're called.
What's Minutemen?
Minutemen? There's fellas that had to be ready at a minute's notice. And when Paul comes screeching down the road that way, they grab their guns and hid out behind the weeds and walls and trees and everywhere. And when the British come prancing along, all dressed up in their red suits, they let them have it. It was a sight to see. And then it happened.
They fired the gun.
They fired the gun. And the shot was so loud, it was heard clear around the world.
Oh, get out.
That's the way this country started.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. I'm your host, Alex Jones. Thank you for joining us. I'm not trying to be negative as we approach this July 4th. What, this country's been around 239, 240 years. How many is it now? Founded July 4th, 1776. And we did this a few years ago and went out, and about half the Austinites we talked to didn't know what the 4th of July was about. Mark Dice has gone out, and he's done these reports as well. And I think it's 7 out of 10 have no idea. Two people do. One of them's from Italy, and one of them thinks that it was the war between the states, or the war of northern aggression, as it's seen in the South. And you could only get responses like this in a trendy area, a university, a liberal area. And folks know I'm nonpartisan. The Republican leadership is just as bad as the Democrats. But the constituents of the Democratic Party are some of the most culturally, historically ignorant people of the planet. They're scary. And they're very self-satisfied in their ignorance. And they're very totalitarian. He goes out in California, out to Venice Beach and other areas, and these are not edited. And by that, he's not cherry-picking the stupid people, talking to 50 folks and finding 10 and showing it. He's showing you everyone he talked to. We've been out there with him. We've done it, too. It's frightening. You go to a blue-collar working area, and almost everyone knows who we declared independence from. You go to a wealthy area, everybody knows. You go to an area where folks actually have jobs, they know. You can go to an area and talk to people that are immigrants, I've noticed, and they know. Because that's interesting that we had a war with the British Empire and won. But if you talk to trendies, black, white, Hispanic, Asian, I don't care, they are so stupid you can hardly believe it. And they're proud of it. They're proud of not caring about their neighbors or themselves. They're proud of not knowing how to find their butt with both hands. They like it. And the reason I say they're not people, and I've not dehumanized them, they dehumanize themselves. The reason they're not people is that from birth they've been in front of a television, and they're not creative. They have no innate spark. They don't even have their instincts for survival and building a better world and being creators. Their free will has been erased to where they just absorb whatever they're told and then regurgitate it. If you asked them about the rebel flag, they could tell you it was racist and evil and needed to be banned. If you asked them about Kim Kardashian or her stepdad, they'd know all about it. If you asked them about the different flavors of energy drinks, they could tell you. If you ask them about the NFL, they could tell you. If you ask the women about different sexual positions they'd know, but they don't have any idea even where they are. Most Americans now, in big college polls they have every year, the majority don't know the three branches of government, don't know their state capital. They are helpless, except for one thing. They're basically reanimated dead. They have no mind. They basically, their soul is a shadow of its former self. They're just filling space until they physically die. But they can be animated like a zombie army by the mainstream media to do anything they're told, as long as they feel like they're being powerful and are on a winning team. Because they don't care about really not being racist. They don't really care about charity. They've had major studies that show this, that liberals are six times, self-identifying modern liberals, are six times more likely to steal, as London Guardian, and just as many times likely, six times, not to give in charity. Conservatives and libertarians and classical liberals, which you would call a right-wing extremist, are the majority of givers, but don't want to be told where to give, and don't go around advertising it. So what you've got is neo-fascist posers who are sickeningly stupid, and they are victims. They were raised by weaker individuals who probably still had some soul, and then now they've been so marinated in this false culture, in this synthetic culture, that they're gone. And let me tell you something, they're not coming back. And they think we're a democracy where 51% can vote to enslave the other 49. No, we're a constitutional republic. The truest sense in our charter doesn't mean we ever lived up to it. But what we did do was better than everybody else. It's why everybody came here. Proof is in the pudding. It's why we had the most inventions and the most innovation and the most exploration and trailblazing. We were exceptionally amazing, exceptionally strong, exceptionally smart, exceptionally brave, exceptionally murderous. Oh, we've got a dark side too. Every major military historian for 240 years, from the French to the Japanese to the Russians to the British, that recorded the behavior of Americans was, once you got in a fight with the Americans, they would never, ever, ever, ever give up. And they would work around the clock to kill you and then basically give you no mercy once they'd gotten the upper hand. And that's why this country was feared and didn't need to run around building empires. People wanted to trade with us. They wanted to be involved with us because we were truly noble compared to other nations. We were still freebooting and barbarous and wicked as the day is long. But if mountains reach into the sky and towards the heavens, we were the greatest mountain in a range of corruption. And now the forced inoculations, and your children belong to the state, and national ID cards and internal ID cards to travel, and banks taking money out of your account outside of law. A criminal global combine, globally above the law, ready to have its way with you and your family as an act of total domination. The lowest of the low, the opposite of the Renaissance, the opposite of free will, the opposite of a free republic. In a republic, if 51% vote to make the other 49 slaves, or to give you a national religion, or to force you into conscription, it can't hold up because it violates the Bill of Rights, which only points out unalienable, unblockable, unchangeable rights that are there in an innate, sentient, free creature. And so we see American flags from New York to Austin, Texas, in the last day, to California, being burned by the George Soros-funded Black Lives Matter crowd. That's basically just a communist recruiting house, using the excesses of federalized paramilitary police to build the counter-revolution that's meant to spark off the larger revolution that brings in the collapse of the country. And that's only one possible corridor they're going down. It doesn't mean they'll implement that fully, but it's certainly being looked at and engaged and levered up to the highest level ever. And so, yes, the American flag has flown over neocolonialism. Yes, the American flag has flown over massacres, from Wounded Knee to things that happened in Vietnam to Iraq. But don't put the American flag up there as the living creature that committed these crimes. The crimes were committed by the globalists that have seized control of this nation and that are using our country, our treasure, our power, our blood to build their planetary government while we take the blame and their own agents then blame the Republic for everything they've done. Don't worry. Super PACs just this year alone from George Soros have given $24 million to Hillary. And Hillary's campaign head was at Bilderberg. No one else's campaign head was, showing you who the aide-de-camp is. They've got Trump running as the ringer, in my view, against Jeb, who's the second ringer for Hillary. And I predict they're going to put Trump and Jeb as the front runners by giving them the attention, making a fight between them worthy of WWF that Trump's gone out and been part of WWF before. Remember seeing it on clip on the news. And then he will bow out to Jeb at the last minute, and then Jeb will fall to Hillary. Only in America could you have such synthetic, made-up, fake political garbage. But America stands for free market and the right to due process and the right to self-defense and the right to private property and the right to be left alone. That's what the flag symbolizes and why it was loved. A bunch of out-of-control globalists that have overrun our country, it does not symbolize. But I'll tell you this, if we let them fully take over the country and blame the flag worldwide for what they've done, we deserve it. To be the slaves, we will become fully. And the flag will be captured and will be another trinket, another war prize, another trophy of the globalist conquest of this planet. But their attempt to use this country as their juggernaut could be their downfall. A battle for planetary freedom is being fought in the United States more than anywhere. We are exceptional yet again, even in the midst of our drugged-out, mind-controlled state. Let's go to Mark Dice's latest report. See the full video at InfoWars.com and the left-hand side of DrudgeReport.com. If you guys can do a shot in here, you can go to Americans Have No Idea Why Celebrating 4th of July. This is the frightening, horrific truth. Let's go to that video.
What country famously broke away from England to start their own country in the late 1700s?
I have no idea, man. I don't know.
What are we celebrating on the 4th of July?
Our independence.
A little more specific.
It's the day that we overtook the South. And it's the day that it's our independence. That's why we have the
fight. From the South.
From the South, exactly.
So it was the victory of the Civil War?
Yes.
4th of July?
Yes.
The Declaration of Independence was signed by who?
I don't know.
Just name one person.
Abraham Lincoln? I don't know.
Sorry.
Not.
What year was that Declaration of
Independence? Was it 1964? 84?
1984.
They revel in it.
I don't know.
They're proud of it.
1864?
It's their identity.
I don't know.
This
and
country,
they will
no
vote
this
to take your guns, everything, your children, everything.
What country did we declare our independence from?
Help me, baby.
Nope, just you. You're on your own.
California.
From.
Oh, from?
We declared independence from a certain country. which is why we celebrate 4th of July. What country was that?
America.
You're going to be celebrating, though?
Yes.
But you don't know what you're celebrating.
You're right. Okay.
That's tonight's homework.
Okay. Thank you.
Back in the late 1700s, when Jesse Ventura and John Wilkes Booth and the other founding fathers signed the Declaration of Independence, what year was that exactly?
Sometime in the 1700s, I'm not sure.
How many stars on this flag?
50-something.
Well, what country did we declare independence from back in the 1770s?
No.
You don't know?
No.
It's kind of the reason we celebrate the 4th of July.
I have no idea.
No idea, but you're still going to be celebrating.
I'm still going to celebrate.
Well, you should have your celebration revoked.
Because I don't know.
You're not allowed to celebrate. Yeah. Because I'm banning you now from celebrating.
Well, I'm terrible.
What are we celebrating on the 4th of July exactly?
Independence Day?
Specifically?
I don't know. I'm so bad at this.
That's enough. The full video is up on Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, and DrudgeReport.com. And this is not cherry-picked. Anyone pretty much young or in a liberal, trendy area, I don't care if it's Wisconsin or New York or Texas or California, this is the enemy. And notice they always laugh. They love it. They have no creativity, no curiosity. Hey, what's Independence Day? I mean, I knew what Independence Day was when I was 3 years old. 3 years old, I knew more than these people.
So Mark and his wife came over to see my wife and me, and he began talking about the 4th of July, Independence Day, you know? And he said Guns80.com's having a really awesome special for the 4th of July. Celebrate your independence with the pistols now. The pistol kit's $4.99. That's right, $4.99. And the Hillary special is back by popular demand. You remember? 230 round mags, all that. Guns80.com. Guns80.com. Go. Guns80.com. Now. Go now.
Have you ever wondered if you can make electric, light, or heat in your home for free? How about a motor that charges batteries at the same time? What if this also restores useless batteries and saves you lots of money? Come to our Renaissance Charge Conference Workshop on August 15th and 16th in Fort Lauderdale. Visit r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-304-2954. 208-304-2954.
For all of recorded history, civilizations around the world praised the health benefits of silver. At InfoWars Life, our mission is to bring you the highest quality, purest, cleanest, effective colloidal silver on the market today for the lowest price available. Now, InfoWarsLife.com has taken colloidal silver to the next level using a cutting-edge technique that is free of toxic artificial additives. InfoWarsLife.com developed a silver bullet by closely working with one of the top silver manufacturing labs in the United States. We set out to bring you the very best at the lowest price. Find out more about the proprietary development of Silver Bullet at InfoWarsLife.com. In these times, it's essential to have high-quality colloidal silver on hand. No survival chest is complete without Silver Bullet. Exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Secure your Silver Bullet today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Who's among the worst at keeping your data private? The Electronic Frontier Foundation Privacy Report says it's AT&T. AT&T customers need to know this when calling the Alex Jones 24/7 Listen line at 1-605-562-9000. Big Brother is listening. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call the Alex Jones 24/7 Listen line on any phone, but please don't use AT&T. For everyone else, bookmark Alex Jones Listen line number today, 1-605-562-9000. That's 1-605-562-9000.
Hi. This is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Thank you.
We are back live. Former Congressman Ron Paul's coming up. Former Governor Jesse Ventura and other surprise guests today. Ron Paul's talking about the collapse he's been predicting being very, very close. Quote, day of reckoning. Boy, do we have a lot of news on that front. What day is Mexican Independence Day from Spain? Is it September something? What is it? September 16th. I mean, but I know when people say, what's Mexican Independence Day, I know it's from Spain, another colonial power. And, of course, then Santa Ana basically took over and was a tyrant, screwed everything up, so Mexico lost Guatemala and Texas. But what's frustrating is I don't get any pleasure out of how ignorant my fellow Americans are. I mean, I know about French Independence Day and the Bastille. I know what Bastille Day is. I know about the different independence movements in England. I know about Magna Carta. I know about the Parliament Act. Because this is important stuff. It's interesting, too. But I talk to historians and people, and I'll know more than they do in general, because they'll be specialists on the Byzantines or on the Japanese or on Mesoamerica. It's just so scary that general knowledge is not there. I thought growing up that my parents were just normal folks, just constantly telling me what this was and what that was and reading me books and showing me news articles and taking me to the Smithsonian. But that, I'm on one end of this, and then you've got these people over here that really believe, because I've heard that before, that Independence Day is over the South, like the South is the enemy. Most of the generals against the British came from the South. George Washington, you name it. General Lee. What Lee's grandfather, wasn't his dad, I think his dad, Light Horse Lee, the South and the North got along really well up until the Civil War. It wasn't about slavery. But you've got an ignorant public that can be told lies about it, and they believe it. And I told you 2 weeks ago, if they could take down the battle flag, the Confederate battle flag, it's not even the Confederate flag. They just call it that. It's how ignorant the public is. That's a whole other flag. If they can do that, they can pull down everything. And now it's dig up the old generals, take down the American flag. What are we going to replace it with? Meanwhile, Obama, in the TPP, it's come out, will not try to stop countries involved in modern slavery. A whole bunch of Arab countries actually import real slaves today. There are African countries that still have slaves. But no one ever criticizes Muslims for having slaves because that's cute. That's trendy. That's fun. And I'm not even a Muslim basher. Muslims that want their women to be free, like the Kurds, are under attack. Or the Syrians are under attack. Our government's bankrolling the worst radical Muslims there are. Because it's not our government. It's a group that's decided to be as evil as you can be. But watching that Mark Dice video just makes me want to slap those people upside the head and grab them and say, do you know how much trouble we're in, idiot? And that all your free lunch and all your welfare and all your crud is about to come to an end, jackass? You were only given all these freebies to turn you into jellyfish for the takeover, scum. What is it about that you don't get through your stinking head? And stop coming after my guns and my kids and all of it, you fools. You're idiots. The government at the top is not your friend. Now, at the low level, it could be our friend and used to get legitimate government back. That's why they want to start a war with the low-level government to kick off a civil war. How much other stuff have I talked about come true? Long before this civil war crap started, I told you it was coming. Because they've been billing Obama as the second coming of Lincoln since before he even ran. Briefly, we're going to sell out of the new Brain Force, that is the most powerful brain formula ever with the best ingredients. A bunch of them are prescription in Europe that absolutely naturally boosts the brain. InfoWarsLife.com. It will sell out by Monday, and it'll be months until we get it, unfortunately. It was too successful. And we will be sold out by next week on that limited supply of X2 Nation iodine that came in. Your purchase supports the show. InfoWarsLife.com. Go now.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Spear.
For all of recorded history, civilizations around the world praised the health benefits of silver. At InfoWars Life, our mission is to bring you the highest quality, purest, cleanest, effective colloidal silver on the market today for the lowest price available. Now, InfoWarsLife.com has taken colloidal silver to the next level using a cutting-edge technique that is free of toxic artificial additives. InfoWarsLife.com developed a silver bullet by closely working with one of the top silver manufacturing labs in the United States. We set out to bring you the very best at the lowest price. Find out more about the proprietary development of Silver Bullet at InfoWarsLife.com. In these times, it's essential to have high-quality colloidal silver on hand. No survival chest is complete without Silver Bullet. Exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Secure your Silver Bullet today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Waging war.